I'm at the Missouri State Fairgrounds, where MFA Incorporated is holding its 100-year anniversary annual meeting, visiting with Don Mills. And Don, I know you're a board member. Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Okay. I'm a beef cattle farmer from southwest Missouri in between El Dorado Springs and Stockton. And I've been on the board of directors for 7 years now, I believe. And I've been honored to be chairman of the board the last 4 years. So I get to have a fun day today.
Well, I know it's a real celebration, a real milestone that MFA's reached here, or is reaching, I should say. I know we've got a program that's just full of speakers and activities today, and you're kind of our MC, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us a bit about what you guys are doing to celebrate with your members today.
Okay. Today we'll start the program out with a few remarks from myself, actually with the national anthem from Miss Missouri, and then we'll have a video invocation and introduce some guests, and then I have some opening remarks to make, and then we'll have a financial report and a accounting of the minutes from last year, and then we're honored to have the governor of Missouri today speaking to us, and also Senator Roy Blunt. At that point, after those gentlemen are through, we'll adjourn for lunch and reconvene after lunch, where we have a really cool video presentation of the history of MFA Incorporated.
Looking forward to seeing that. So what kind of message do you have for the audience that we're going to have today, which I have heard could potentially be as high as a couple thousand people?
We hope we have a great turnout. I mean, what a momentous occasion, a company to reach 100 years old. MFA will be the oldest farm supply cooperative in the United States, and that date will be March 10th, 2014. Our message to our patrons is, keep coming. You know, you're what makes MFA Incorporated. So,
Well, you've got a lot of staff here. I mean, I've seen them working all over the place already to welcome people in here today. Tell me a little bit about that staff. It's, you know, you got locations all over the place, so you've got a pretty good sized crew working for you.
Yes, today there'll be staff here from throughout MFA's territory, which covers primarily the state of Missouri, but also in Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Iowa. And these folks have worked real hard to put together a really nice presentation for our patrons today.
Let's just, before we close, give me a glimpse of what you see for the future for MFA.
You know, our theme for today's program is Proud Past, Bright Future. That's exactly what I see for MFA, a bright future.
Sounds very optimistic and uplifting for us to hear here today. Well, thank you very much, Don Mills. He is the current chairman for the board of MFA, Inc., and about to kick off a year of celebration. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.